This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 5:45. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Brett Festley, Big Dick Toledo. We're off and running. Let's do this get together and have a lovely morning.
Glorious day.
I'm trapped in a wormhole right now on the old YouTube. This is how wormholes work.
Conspiracy?
No. So I'm watching Josh up there at React Defense, and I was telling me about Corn Covering Wood by Alice in Chains.
Okay.
Actually, really good. They did a really cool version, very Corn version of an Alice in Chains song. It's really cool. So I watched that. And then I look underneath, and I see Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell on stage together. I think they did One Step Closer. I'm like, oh, there you go. So I get into that. Start going down this little wormhole of different performances, but by, you know, bands that are kind of in, kind of out. And Bennington and then Chester singing at Cornell's funeral, which somehow or another, and I can't even remember the links that got me here, led to the adult jokes in kids' movies that were hidden. And I can't get past Shrek, because it's the 20th anniversary of Shrek, I think, this week. Lord Farquaad laying in bed. Do you know what I'm talking about? He's laying in bed and he asks the mirror, he goes, show me the princess.
Yeah.
And the mirror's like, okay, sir. And does it. And he goes, oh, his dick gets hard. And he looks under the blanket and he puts it back. I don't know how we missed this. Yeah. I don't know how we missed this. No clue. I mean, it's not hidden. There's nothing about it that, like, when you're in the theater, you should have missed this. And we all missed it. So it's got like
including
9 million.
The rating.
Well, they, maybe. Who knows if they're like, I don't get the kids going. They love children. So it was a weird, like, and so you start looking at all the other ones. And there's a few others, you know, obviously.
That's going to be edited.
Maybe. Yeah, they've got to take it out. If you can find it, find Lord Farquaad's.
He made a couple of funny comments.
Adult joke.
Let alone his name.
Farquaad. I know. Yeah. Farquaad is a, you know, filthy way to say something else. But. Yeah, never would have guessed it, but his wang moves under the blanket in bed, and then he lifts the thing up and he goes, there we go. I'm like, come on. How did we all sit through that and go, did he just get hard? Is Farquaad erect? And all the other jokes that were in this list of things were there. And then you know what it led to from there? Because I can't get past the Farquaad thing. Of course, like three or four down is a video I've already seen, the sexualization of Shirley Temple, which was just...
Yeah.
Watch Farquaad's thing.
Hang on a second.
Oh, is it going up?
I don't know what that is. Hang on.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
Brett's decided to play.
I don't know what that is.
Brett's decided to play some piano.
Oh, that's the ad.
Oh.
Hang on a
second. Brett decided to give us. Here we go. All right. Here we go.
Peace and much love. This is Caddy One.
Oh, Caddy One's going to be involved.
I guess he's.
I already seen.
He's narrating. All right. Watch. Oh, this is a terrible version.
All right, hang on. I'll find another
one. Have a little bit more.
Yeah, it's some guy doing that. But it's the strangest thing because there he is laying in bed. There you go, right there on the fourth one down. That should be good. Let's see if that'll do it. Because the mirror also makes a face like, no, I don't want to show you because he knows what's about to happen.
Perfect.
See it? You missed it. Go back a little bit. Watch.
I'm looking at the blanket goes up.
Watch the penis area of Lord Farquaad.
Perfect.
You see it?
No.
Come on, you're missing that?
He's pulling up on that blanket.
No, but right before that, it goes,
show me the princess.
Watch. Can't believe you guys are missing this. I have to get up and point it out.
Perfect.
Boom.
Oh, okay. I still don't see that.
I'll show you.
Where am I looking?
I got the mouse here.
Show me the
right
princess.
Here. Right here. Watch.
Right here.
Yeah, right where the mouse is. Follow the mouse braids. Where the peepees go.
Perfect.
Yoink.
Oh, yeah.
And then he looks under there like, all right, here we go. And the thing in before that is that the mirror, when he's like, show me the princess, the mirror goes, because the mirror knows he's about to watch this guy.
I think they got away with it.
What do you mean?
Because it looks like they could explain, like, even though that was her inside deal, I think the...
I think people like you were watching,
the illustrators
and didn't see it.
Did it, and someone would question it. No, he's just breathing there. It's just diaphragm.
If I didn't tell you, you would have never seen it.
I totally missed it.
Yeah.
We had to watch it three times.
Yeah, once you, I saw it the second I'm like, he gets a boner, and they're like, boom, there it is. I didn't know that. No idea.
When did this just come out?
I guess.
This is why they're going to have you on panels.
There it is again.
Oh, I'm going to pull back up.
See it again. Oh, you can't see it. You got to see it.
Perfect.
He says perfect right after his boner. It's fantastic. We need more of that. Of course, they covered the, what was it, the Aladdin one with the boner in the sand.
There's a boner in the sand in Aladdin?
Yeah, they drew a big boner in the sand. And there's a whole bunch of those. They draw dicks on Disney things all the time. Little Mermaid in the castle on the cover of the DVD had a big dick on it.
Really?
Like just vulgar, veiny, Barry Wood style wang eyes.
I didn't believe it either, so we pulled him up, and sure enough.
Yeah. Well, Disney draws dicks on everything. I mean, they can't help it. They're the kids who draw dicks. I think Aladdin had, they got caught. One of the two of them got caught. And yeah, and Shrek has loads of like jokes that are like, ha ha ha, little elbows, but not just flat boners. I mean, people are like, I got an email, guys like, hey, you know, Shrek had funny adult. Yeah, I know. I get it. It's for both. But nobody just popped a boner in any of these other kids' movies. There's one scene in Toy Story where Buzz Lightyear likes the girl.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. And she does a thing.
Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse. And then she does a thing and he goes, and his wings go and get real hard. And that's an adult joke. It's not just a flat out.
This is
penis shot.
This is a wormhole because
there's
Aladdin's subliminal messages. And
oh, you can't. Yeah, you can't.
Little Mermaid erection.
The Little Mermaid erection. Yeah, the big gold tower in the back is just dicks. Does he get hard in that?
I don't know.
The prince?
Oh, yeah, he does. Look at the.
Come on. I didn't see that one. The priest got wood.
Yeah.
They slowed it way down. What for? Oh, my God.
It just drops down.
No, Brady, no, that's a dick. Just drops down. Look at the little.
It pointed straight down. Yeah.
Unbelievable. His wang moved.
He's free balling.
And what's weirder, like watching him later or the guy who saw it first? Like, what were you looking at when you were watching it in the first place? It's a nonstop wormhole. You can't help it.
We'll watch this one later. 18 Disney dirty jokes that you totally missed.
Well, there's and then dirty. Some of them are just dirty jokes that you may have gotten, but some are just like.
But here, there's Aladdin. Like
they drew a dork. Yeah, throw it up there. What's the Aladdin one? Well, because he had Robin.
The 2021
Williams.
General.
Yeah, Robin Williams was improvising a lot of Aladdin too,
right.
And then they kind of joke. But I mean, he didn't go. It didn't go too far. But obviously, there's a few. You know, they're going over the kids' heads. But the drawing of boners and stuff, I missed all of that.
I did too.
I don't go there thinking I'm going to see that.
Disney, and by extension Pixar, have firmly established themselves as the leading producer of feature-length family entertainment.
Yeah. Give me the porn.
The good stuff.
But there are only so many sentient animals, princesses, and fantasy.
All right, cut to the porno. I can't stand all these homemade narrators on you.
Hey, the road can be a lonely place, but it's nothing a fully convertible waitress can't fix. The Rescuers Gone Wild. The Rescuers. Not all the dirty bits were originally intended. In this 1999 VHS release of The Rescuers, some hilarious, or maybe kind of sick, intern managed to slip this saucy image of a topless chick into the middle of a chase.
Whoa, right
blink
there in the window.
You'll miss it.
The naked lady in the back of The Rescuers. See, Disney is perverted and strange.
Oh,
and awesome.
That's hilarious.
Who saw that? There's a naked lady in one of the windows when the rescuers go floating by.
Who's going frame by frame?
Yeah, this
hiring
is this
Don
one.
Rickles to provide comic relief as the memorable Mr. Potato Head was a stroke of genius by Disney Pixar.
Yeah, I can't. Trust me, I was at this for an hour yesterday. I won't stop again. And this is a new version. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Tons of Toy Story in here. Man.
Farquaad's boner. I didn't ever see the Vickers boner in the Aladdin, which is pretty awesome. Yeah, they like to draw wangs. But think about it. Like, all the artists that you knew in school were all the weirdos that drew boners and all sorts of strange.
I know what Pixar now.
Yeah, Disney dicks are everywhere. So enjoy that. They should sell
the
them.
Coloring books for Disney. He'd be a year ahead of time. It's my old neighbor. And he put, but he didn't do any dicks or anything like
yes,
that.
Yes, he did. You might not have seen him. Yes, he did. All drawers
do it. He definitely
did.
Like he did one to he did his wife's anniversary date and the one.
Well, that's a grown-up. Grown-ups are different. I'm talking about when he was a kid, Brady.
Oh no, I was talking about where he had to stop because he's like, because if I get caught on the, I'll get fired. The contract.
What do you mean?
He basically does the tracing for Disney coloring books.
Oh right.
He does the actual outline makes the...
Right, the coloring thing. He draws the outline before it's colored
and
in.
And so he puts little subliminal, that kind of things with a pen.
Boobs and stuff?
He did them early on.
No kidding. Yeah, see, because I guarantee as a kid, he was the weirdo with that notebook with all the weird girls riding tigers and tops off, and the tiger had a huge dork. And there's a kid named Chaim that sat in front of me, one of the most talented artists I'd ever seen, seventh grade. You might have known him. Chaim Sanchez. He's probably super famous
now. It's probably something else now.
But every time I'd look at him when he was bored in social studies, Mrs. Wilkinson's class, second hour, seventh grade.
I remember
I'd lean forward and Chaim's drawing another giant wang on a dude. And it's just about to smash into something. I'm like, how do you know what all that looks like? We're in seventh grade. Like, what is that? He could draw all the girls' bits.
Yeah, it's seventh grade. None of us have that yet.
I never knew. I'm like, where are you getting that? I'm like, evidently an uncle touched him or something. I don't know. But he knew wangs and he knew girls' parts. Like
studying Playboys.
It was amazing. And then boobs. Like the kid could draw boobs to the point where I had to sit there in class for a little while longer. He was great at it. Chaim could draw. Every kid I ever knew that could draw always drew dirty stuff first. And then, like, I'm sure our pal John Hoffman, who now works for Pixar, that's all he did when he was first.
A lot of wangs.
You draw wangs. It's like a Superbad. He just drew dicks.
It's practice.
Loads of them. Tons of them. Yeah, Disney's got some stuff in there, but that boner for Farquaad was... The guy said they should change the name to Dixar. Thanks, Rick. Might as well.
And the naked chick in the Rescuers. How do you... Who is going frame by frame in the Rescuers to see that?
Because you'd have to. Absolutely have to.
It's got to be a former employee that's like, what?
You know, probably right.
Yeah.
I'm out in this. They fired me.
Yeah, but think of how it started. Like, that's how wormholes start. Somewhere around 6:30 last night, maybe a little earlier, I'm watching Korn cover Wood by Alice in Chains. And I'm like, this is great.
5 hours later.
It was an hour and a half later, maybe a little more. I'm not gonna say it wasn't. Maybe a little more than an hour and a half later, I'm like, did Farquaad just get a hard-on? I'm like, how did that lead to that? And I still can't figure out where the middle was.
So you don't know how you went from Korn to... Went to was crank.
Chris Cornell and Bennington singing together, which, by the way, wasn't that great. And then the next one was Bennington singing at Cornell's funeral. Then another one about sexual or autoerotic asphyxiation.
Right.
But, I got to choose out of the three or four suggested ones. I'm like, oh, there's something.
That's what's funny, the variety it gives you. At one time, it must have had.
Oh, it was all music at first.
Yeah.
And then I went to Bennington and Cornell and watched that. I watched a couple of those. And then I watched him sing at his funeral. Then I watched something about autoerotic asphyxiation and where it began. It was really a bad video. And then the next one came up, and there was a cartoon. So I'm like, why is there a cartoon? And it was something I didn't recognize. And I clicked on that. And then the next thing you know, I'm in Disney's just strange Dixar stuff. It was a strange evening all the way through. But those wormholes, like some people do. Like I talked to somebody once. They're smart, and they're like, "Well, I was on this thing, and I got into a wormhole about the ecology and how the environment works, and ended up learning more about kelp and things." I'm like, "Yeah, I go from a video about this to Farquaad's hard on. I can't even have conversations with smart people. Oh, you get into a wormhole about how kelp and the environment are." Symbiotic, yeah. I got in a wormhole the other day about, you see Lord Farquaad's got a heart on in that one scene? Like, what's wrong with you? You're not an adult. You're not a grown-up man. Yeah, it's, and then I got, the guy doing my artwork to paint Barry Wood right now just texts. He says, American Vandal is a great mockumentary about finding out who the vandal is that painted dicks on the facilities cars at high schools, which is hilarious. Drawing dicks in school pays. Look. You're paying me to draw one right now. That's very
That's true.
That's true. That is very true. It's weird. Yeah. You have to draw away. So the art, and you discourage it. Like if Kirby, you said Kirby's pretty artistic.
Yeah, she likes
She's probably drawing dicks and you don't know it yet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brady, if she's any good, she's gonna want to draw the human form and all its vaininess. No, she's not going to tell you, but her friends at school know. I guarantee you Kirby occasionally... Throw an elbow to that girl next to her.
You putting bees on that?
Kerbiters. Hey, you old pirate. My dad doesn't know I'm doing this. Check it out.
What are we doing, Kirby?
Look at my notebook of dicks. All right. I'm a talented artist. That's how we all get started.
It's going to be her ode to Barry Wood.
Yeah, you got a kid who can draw. You got a kid who's drawn dicks. Period. Done. You got a boy kid that can draw. He's drawn some weird Icelandic Viking woman with enormous cans.
Oh, yeah.
Riding some strange beast he created. They can't help it. That's the whole right brain, left brain thing. That's what they do. But Farquaad's boner threw me off. I'm not going to lie. I watched it again this morning sitting in the office. I'm like, did I see what I think I saw like 18, 19 times yesterday? And now you've seen it, Brady.
Now I'm getting people sending stuff over, Roger Rabbit censored parts.
Roger Rabbit had a few in there that were pretty good. There was a couple of... Roger Rabbit's a confusing one because I think it was supposed to be sexy. I think there was supposed to be totally dirty stuff in there. Like, that one felt adult to me. That didn't feel like a kid's movie. Was it a kid's movie?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, because Jessica Rabbit was nothing for... That was for my dad. Jessica Rabbit was not for me. And Kathleen Turner and that dress and... I don't remember little girls wanting to be Jessica Rabbit, but I sure do in college remember all those girls that, once they got shape, started to dress like her at Halloween parties and stuff. And we're like,
please!
Yeah, that was a... I don't think that one's... I think we're supposed to have boners for that. I think we all got them. I think it's the first time maybe you shared a boner with your dad, you know?
That's until you've seen what Kathleen Turner looked like now.
Well, right. You want to erase a bunch of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Could we redraw her? Oh, that time is one relentless freight train of misery, isn't it? Woof. The things it did to her. That and the Entenmann's, which she evidently found and enjoyed somewhere around War of the Roses, because that's the last of it. War of the Roses is still pretty good. Her and Michael Douglas did.
Body Heat, wasn't it? Or was it
she was in that. She was in that. That was in like 82, though.
Yeah.
You start getting in the late 80s, and you're like, Kathleen Turner, and then, boom, Entenmann's. She got hold of him.
What was the last of her? Romancing the Stone, and Romancing then she Stone blew up?
Yeah, but right around the Romancing the Stone, Jewel of the Nile, those were the movies that you're like,
look at the choppers.
She was gorgeous. And her voice was like sexy, sultry, Lauren Bacall style voice. And then, man, Entenmann's. Spent the 90s eating Entenmann's.
Man.
And then it was the something about the mom. What was the serial mom when she was the killer?
Oh, yeah.
And that was when you're like, she's not going the right direction.
Is that Black Widow? Or that's...
No, that was...
That was Deborah Winger and...
Teresa something.
Teresa Russell.
Russell. Was that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Two,
I never liked them. Wouldn't be naked either. Yuck. Anyway.
Oh.
What do you got now?
I'm looking at Kathleen Turner pictures.
Kathleen Turner looks like she ate Yasmin Bleeth.
Look at this.
It's not fair. Women get mad because they're like, it's just because she got older. She sure did.
She worked on neck. She did. She built her neck. Look at, I mean, right there.
I mean, spectacular early on. Look at that.
Stunning.
Face. Yep. Look at that.
And it went from that to this.
Stop it. Don't. No. Don't show it. She got stung by 100 bees. Yeah, men are dicks. But what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
That's why we draw them. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 602-585-9800. That's the number. And wormholes, that damn internet, it wasted a good 2 hours of my life last night. But I do highly recommend, maybe we'll throw Korn doing Wood in there.
Okay.
Because it is a solid version. It's very Korn. It's still Wood, but it sounds like if Korn did it originally.
That's what I like about when they make it their own. It doesn't sound like just a cover. It's like they made that song theirs.
You know this is Korn's version.
Yeah.
It's really cool. We'll throw that in there. Unless you come up with something better. Give us that wake-up song, 585-9800. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up! Big, red, badass.